Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. History, colonialism, and institutional racism. This is Roger Watson, and this is my Unity News Network column of the 12th of May, 2021. Britain is institutionally racist, and anybody who questions that is wrong, apparently. It matters not who concludes that we're not doing too badly with regard to racism in the UK. They're wrong, and if they're people of colour, they are traitors to the cause of identity politics. Of course, the only amount of racism that is acceptable is none, but I wonder which countries those who would label us a racist country use as comparators. I can certainly think of many that are much worse and in different ways. Take the United States and its showpiece capital, Washington, D.C. I've previously described what it's like crossing the city, like a chessboard, as you alternate between predominantly black and white areas. There's an obvious and concomitant relationship with the quality of housing and the levels of social deprivation. Take a wander down from the Capitol and across the Anacostia River into East Washington, and you will run the gauntlet of people begging on the bridges. Take an evening stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue, and you will literally be stepping over the bodies of rough sleepers. In both groups, the people are almost exclusively Afro-American. Head over to Hong Kong and note how people from South Asian backgrounds are mostly exclusively restricted to the back streets off Nathan Road, and Middle Eastern and African people are almost exclusively restricted to chunking mansions on Nathan Road, and not welcome in other areas. Cross over the border to China and find the people of non-Chinese origin who are citizens, if you can. There are none. The same in India and most of the Middle East. Also, join the queues of people waiting to emigrate to these countries, or almost any of the countries from which immigrants of first, second, third and beyond generations come to the UK, and you will find them to be very short. In fact, there are none. Do our institutionally racist detractors never stop to ask these questions? I'm no advocate of repatriation, but surely, if this were such a bad place, people would be queuing to get out. Other than the relatively recent migration from Eastern Europe, EU countries, and the large influx of refugees, the bulk of our immigrant communities are from former colonial countries and, with some justification, colonisation comes in for considerable criticism. However, I'm not sure what we can do about that now. Relabelling streets and toppling statues will change nothing, and will also remove the possibility for future generations to ask who these people were who did such bad things. They deserve to know, but they also deserve to hear about some of the benefits that colonialism brought, along with the exploitation and economic plunder that took place, such as education, the rule of law, and eventually democracy. Also, if you believe Paul Johnson in his History of the Modern World from the 1920s to the 1980s, while colonialism made some people rich, the usual suspects, those already rich, for Britain it was mainly a hugely expensive vanity project, and the best decision we ever took was to decolonise, a process that is not quite completed to date. 14 former colonies remain under British rule, but as far as I can ascertain, with their consent. I can also point to people from Hong Kong, Pakistan and India who refer with great fondness to the colonial days, but admittedly that was not the result of a systematic study. It's hard to escape the conclusion that Britain is a multiracial country precisely because of its colonial past, and that people from former colonies have been welcomed here, indeed encouraged at times to immigrate, in significant numbers. Naturally, there are flashpoints, and we're not without our lunatic fringes of extreme nationalists and extremists of one sort or another within immigrant communities. Both communities tend to disown the extremists, who are thus extremists by definition, and seek a way forward. Of course, we may have a way to go, but we are largely not a ghettoised society. We're not monoracial or monocultural like plenty of other countries are. If we want to see what racism, religious intolerance and political extremism looks like, then look no further than the Bosnian War in the mid-1990s. Currently, cast a glance at present-day Burma and over the border at what is happening in the northwest of China. Call me naive, but I think we are not doing too badly.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications limited.com.